This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at dealerrater.ca. Check them out, lakewoodchev.com.
Curtis Peschelka from San Jose, where the Sharks getting set to take on the Vancouver Canucks tonight. The Sharks in first place in the Pacific Division, 5 points up in the Oilers. They have two games in hand, and you would think they'd win tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. Not a very good hockey club. And Curtis, you look at the Sharks, and you know it's a much different feeling, I'm sure, around that team, because usually at this time everybody be like, well, San Jose's good, but what have they done? And now they made it to the Stanley Cup final, and I think for them it's probably a Cup finals or bust again.
Yeah, I mean, what a difference a year makes. I mean, last year at this time, they were third place in the division and figured they had a pretty good chance. Well, they had pretty much locked up a playoff spot by that point. But, expectations were that, they'd play the Kings or the Ducks in the first round and probably give them a good match. And maybe get to the second round, but maybe not much farther. But you're right, this year expectations are a lot different. This team has one goal in mind, and that's to get to the Stanley Cup final again, and win it this time. So, yeah, you're right. It did a little different atmosphere around the team, everybody's pretty excited for the stretch run here.
Now, Curtis, the Sharks always get the best games from the opposition because they're at the top of the standings. You get up to play the good teams like San Jose. Just curious, though, this last 10-game stretch, a little bit of a hiccup with where the bar is set by the Sharks. I think 4-5-1. What's happened there?
Well, I think if you ask the Sharks, they'll tell you that they really, really would needed that that bye week. You know, by the end of that, they were pretty, the tank had kind of been emptied at that point. So, they were able to squeeze out some points, some overtime losses, like four overtime losses and one loss came in a shootout. So they weren't playing their best hockey, but they're at least able to scrounge up some points there and maybe build on their lead over the Oilers and the Ducks. The Ducks and the Oilers were playing okay, but I think the Sharks were able to pick up a few points on both teams. And it was interesting. They went into the bye week 5 points up. And they come out of their bye week, they beat Vancouver in that first game back, and they're still 5 points up. Mm-hmm. So they like their position going heading down the home stretch. And I think it was just a matter of kind of resetting things, getting some energy back in their legs, and we'll see how they respond here in the last 5 weeks.
Yannick Hansen, where do you see him fitting in?
Well, I see him probably in a third line role. Right now, they've got Kevin Babank up on the top line with Thornton and Pavelski. Obviously, you're not going to split up Thornton and Pavelski. They want to keep those two guys together. Kevin Babank's been playing pretty well in that spot, so I think at least for the time being, they'll keep him there. I think they like that second line with Couture, Marlowe, and Botker. You know, as long as Botker is able to play the way they think he's capable of, he's been playing okay recently. I think they want to keep him there for his speed and kind of the way he's able to close in on the forecheck. So I would think a third line role, at least for the time being. Tonight's game, they've got Tomas Hertl in the middle, Joel Ward on one side, and Marcus Sorensen on the other. So maybe Hansen's able to, this is a guy that kind of fits in that third line with Ward and Hertl. Maybe you drop Sorensen down a line. I think they like Hansen's versatility, that he can play up and down the lineup, give you some minutes in each situation, and it's nothing set in stone with Pete DeBoer. He's gonna mix and match his lines, from a game to game basis or even from a period to period basis. So, but I think at least at the start, he'll probably be on that third line with Ward and Hertl.
Now, Curtis, it may not be as big a factor in San Jose. We were noting here that getting David Desharnais adds 38 games of playoff experience to a lineup that has precious little. You've got lots of that, but the fact is Hansen even adds to that. He's got 64 games in the playoffs. You can never have too much experience. Is that one of the things the Sharks looked at in acquiring this player?
Oh, there's no question. He, from the Sharks' standpoint, Hansen checks a lot of boxes. And, you know, having been to a cup final before, having being able to sort of transition into this lineup, you figure pretty seamlessly. I mean, he's the kind of player that could fit into a room pretty easily. Whatever that I've heard so far, he'll make that transition very smoothly. And you mentioned the playoff experience. I mean, the Sharks do have some young guys, and I think the Sharks are looking for a little bit more depth scoring. You know, Tomas Hertl's back in the middle now, but you know, Pete DeBoer mentioned it today. I mean, the difference between the Sharks and the Penguins in the Cup final, or one of the big differences anyway, was that the Penguins are able to get depth scoring, especially from that third line, and the Sharks really weren't able to match up with that. So bringing in a guy like Hansen, you mentioned his playoff experience, and, you know, I think he'll help in that area, and he'll also help with the overall depth of the team as well.
Curtis, as a guy who's seen all the Pacific teams for many years now, and obviously this year it's a lot different. Calgary's better. Edmonton's massively better than where they were. The Ducks are in a little bit of a funk right now. Because I don't think any team's catching San Jose with their two games in hand and a five-point lead already, could stretch out to seven tonight. Who do you see between Edmonton, Anaheim, or Calgary finishing second and getting that home ice game or home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs in the Pacific?
Well, I think the Oilers, just because you mentioned it just after the break there, how the schedule kind of works in their favor over the last, especially in March. I mean, with the big homestand they've got coming up, you know, it's a team that's, you know, I think just having not been there for a long time, that's going to give them a little bit of a boost and some energy over the last 5 weeks here. Try to get home ice advantage. I think that's important for the Oilers to get that. I mean, especially if you're matching up against a Ducks team that has its share of playoff experience. So I think it's going to be the Oilers, just based on what they have left and maybe just a little bit of that drive to finish it off right. Considering you haven't been in this position in quite a while.
Curtis, it's interesting. Think how long it's been since anybody gave a nod of any kind to the Oilers in the stretch drive. I mean, usually the season's been over by December 1st. From afar, when you look at the Oilers being so close, did you see this coming at all? Because I know people that cover the team here didn't see them being this good.
Well, I think everyone felt that they would be improved, especially after some of the moves they made in the off season. And you know what? The first thing you think of when the Oilers is obviously their speed and skill. They've got, you know, obviously they got their fair share of that. But man, they've really become a big, heavy team that's able to match up with the Sharks, with the Ducks, and you know, with the Kings as well. I think that's the first step when you look at trying to compete in the Pacific Division. That's the first thing. One of the first things, anyway, that you've got to address. And I think the Oilers did a really good job in finding guys who can match up with some of the bigger teams. And obviously, Pat Maroon's been a terrific addition. And you look at guys like Zach Cassian and Greiba. I mean, those guys play a role. And if it comes down to a playoff series between the Ducks, with the Ducks or with the Sharks, maybe in the second round, if both teams are able to get that far, I think the Oilers would be, you know, feel pretty well about how they match up against the big heavy teams. So I think the Oilers would, you know, I felt the Oilers were going to be improved. Maybe not second place in division, but at least competing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, most of us, I think, would agree. They didn't see the Oilers potentially at the start of the year being in a position to have home ice advantage in the playoffs. So Oilers fans are just hoping for the playoffs. This home ice advantage thing's foreign to them. So are the playoffs, sadly. But, Curtis, one other quick one for you. You look, you know, the Sharks added Hansen, you know, didn't make any other moves, which I understand why. But is there any area at all on their team that you think's a potential weakness?
Well, I think that depth scoring. I mean, I think they'd love to get a little bit more from their third and fourth lines. You look at the overall maybe age of the team. You know, I mean, it's a team that's averaged about, you know, it comes in handy with the playoff experience. But you know, 30. These guys are, you know, a lot of guys in their 30s here, so maybe that comes into play a little bit. Doug Wilson did not go out and try to add a backup goalie for the stretch run here, putting a lot of faith in Aaron Dell. that he'd be able to lighten the load on Martin Jones here for the last 5 weeks. And so maybe there's a little bit of a question mark if anything happens to Jones, that you put a lot on Aaron Dell's shoulders. But other than that, I mean, it's like, I guess you got to prioritize what you really want at the trade deadline. And the Sharks felt they wanted to address their depth up front and kind of roll with what they have as far as defense and goalie. So. Not huge weaknesses. I can't sit here and say that there's no concerns, but I think the Sharks, you know, they like where they're at right now and feel they're in a pretty good spot as they look ahead of the playoffs.
Well, Curtis, it should be fun. Well, definitely in Edmonton, people are excited for a playoff run. The Sharks just looking to get back in and hopefully make it back to the final and finish what they couldn't do last year. We appreciate it. And Brent Burns right now seems like kind of a runaway winner to win the Norris Trophy, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's tough to imagine. I mean, there's some other guys who've had some very good years. I mean, obviously Doughty and Carlson and Shea Weber out in Montreal, they've all had very good years. But I think Burns is, barring something unforeseen, he'll be the guy to win the Norris Trophy this year. Maybe he gets some Hart consideration. We'll see how that goes, too.
Appreciate it, Curtis. Always good to catch up. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.